InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
Charles, how long have you known about Andrew and Ed?
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Shake me up, because I have been studying the globalists for 40 years. I have been on air for 32, it'll be 32 in April. And I knew the globalists are super evil and bad. I understand their background and what makes them tick. We've got a lot of case point examples that gave us a really good analysis and approximation. But it's even worse than I thought. And now that we know this is only 3 million of the files, they got another 3 million held back, and the stuff they released is so incredibly insanely evil and confirmed, and Todd Blanch is up there saying there's no evidence of anybody being abused, so we're moving on. And I have been spending, no exaggeration, 8, 9, 10 hours a day. I mean, I couldn't even sleep last night. And then it took me hours and hours this morning just to go through all the new stuff that is so totally insane. But I'm going to do my best to go over all this. But you have them openly, because they thought they were invincible until, I mean, even after he'd first spent time in prison, he's just talking to many public figures that they didn't redact. A bunch are. We need to see who they have redacted, obviously, and why. Very suspicious. And they're just like, yeah, I got the sex slave at the Hyatt. Here's the financing for it. Yeah, I'm buying more babies. I had this little girl on the bed after we'd been, you know, doing everything, and she was praying to Jesus, thinking Jesus was going to help her. Whoopsie, nobody's coming to help you, bitch. I mean, it's just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, and they're talking about drinking blood and the different types of flesh they're eating and taking literal adrenochrome from torturing children. They call it jerky, and mailing it to labs around the country. And that's what he was doing at Zorro Ranch. That's what he was doing at his island. It was an industrial level, just like Peter Nygaard, which if you listen to my show, which no one else ever said this or knew this. I mean, I've been telling you for 18 years on Epstein that's his deal. But it's all here. And here's what I'm blown away by. The corporate media is not touching it. Most of the left wing's not touching it, because they just touch the few things that, you know, are connected to Trump. And then you just sit back and you realize the DOJ knows exactly what all this is. It's cut and dry. They don't even hide it in most of these conversations. The day he finds he's under criminal investigation, he orders basically an 18-wheeler load of sulfuric acid in drums. And that's for dissolving bodies, boys and girls. So, and then how they rape babies, how they play the voice of the mother while they rape the babies. I mean, you cannot. This is out of hell itself. And a lot of the stuff I'm reading, I go, wait a minute, Ted Gunderson said that. Ted Gunderson said that. Ted Gunderson said that. This is unbelievable. We're living a horror movie here. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Du hast mich. Du hast mich.
All right. I have never worked as hard as I have in the last 10, 11 days since this 3 million documents came out. I have been reading and double-checking and verifying about 5 hours a day. And then it takes hours and hours to go through it all. Then I call sources and talk to them about it. I check through it all. But I also have so much knowledge in all this that I'd already heard all of this from John DeCamp and Anthony Hilder and Ted Gunderson. Because I knew Gunderson wasn't lying, but still, it's like, come on. They starve babies to death, so they're starving, so then the men can put their genitals in their mouth and the baby sucks. I mean, I'm like, yeah, just come on. And then it's in the damn... He's talking to scientists and biologists about the best way to torture babies so they can give them a better. I mean, it's all over the place. And it's right there. And yeah, I got a sex slave at the Hyatt. The financing's there. It's yours. And it goes on and on. And then the chef they have at the island who prepares the food in the laboratory and mails it around the world to world leaders, owns a restaurant called The Cannibal. And then they say, yeah, I'm walking up with the jerky. I'm walking up with it. We just landed more. And they're like, yeah, you gave us cold jerky. We want live. So they're eating kids live. And you're like, this doesn't sound real. Have you read the Bible? Or what mainline archaeologists have found? You know, they said that Plato was wrong and that Troy wasn't where he said it was on this island. And then they found out from earthquakes and stuff, it was just buried. And sure enough, there was the city just as he described it exactly. Yep, and they've basically found everything that was in the Bible now. And they got the Roman histories, the Jewish histories. You've got... If you study any culture from ancient China to Africa to Mesoamerica to Western Europe to the Middle East was like, whoa, it is nonstop devil worship, child rape, drinking children's blood. You know, the Druids would just slit the kid's throat and throw it into a peat bog to the gods or burn up the toughest man they had, wicker man. You see that in movies, that's all real stuff they did. A little bit, still I'm not endorsing it, but it was stuff like that. And the Aztecs, cut kids' hearts out and other people. And then the priest class sold the meat down at the bottom of the market. The Aztecs were cannibals. And yeah, this is a reenactment they did, right after World War One, what in Rome, where they had the World Jewish Conference meet, and they built this whole deal, and then they reinstated and reenacted Moloch worship and feeding children to Moloch or Baal. And Jeffrey Epstein listed all of his bank accounts and stuff like that. Yeah, this is Wicker Man right here, Burning Man, all that. Where they lure the hero cop who thinks he's coming to save a little girl from being sacrificed, and it's actually him. So they did their research for this. And by the way, this stuff still goes on. They still, the Druids do all their Satanism big time in Germany and in the UK and in areas around the world. So it's all different satanic societies. But let's go back to the famous, and I can pull up the actual date and all of it. Pull back up the silent movie shot at the World Jewish Fair, and with the giant reenactment of a human sacrifice of children to Baal and Moloch. Yeah, this is all. And then they bring the kids and put them in into the fiery furnace to it. There you go. So that's real footage, by the way, of a simulated murder of children. They did the same thing at Bohemian Grove, and they address it. Oh, that was good. I just spilt my ice water on my documents. I tell you, I am out of control, folks. Guys, do me a favor and bring me a bunch of napkins. I don't normally put my glass up on the table with my arms flailing. But there you go. So, again, this is the dominant culture. This is what these people are into. And it's every major culture. It's gone on everywhere, and it's the real deal. And it's got to be dealt with. We have to understand that just because we're not Satanists or just because we're not devil worshipers doesn't mean that it isn't a serious problem that has to be dealt with. You see, that's why they tell you, oh, there's no devil. That's why they tell you that there is no occult. Because they don't want you to understand that they're there and that this is their system, and they see you as lower than whale crap in the ocean. That is their system. And so you'll have to bear with me today. We can show you an overhead shot. I had a glass of ice water right here and had all these meticulously prepared stacks of each subject. And now it is soaked, but that'll be okay. They can pull up digital copies, or hopefully. I don't know how the crew is supposed to keep track of all this, because I just print it all off and then they scramble as fast as they can to find it. But that'll be okay. The point is that we have the background knowledge on all of this. I don't say that like, ooh, I'm smart, but I'm the well-known guy, the most prominent, the longest, continually exposing this and really getting into the worldwide networks and the historical background and all of it. We don't just focus on the devil worshiper occultists in the UK or the ones in Germany or the ones. No. We focus on it all over the world. And the former German chancellor wrote a book called Men in Power's Political Retrospective. And in it he says, yes, we do our rituals and sacrifices in our groves in Germany. But Helmut Schmidt, but my favorite place to do them is Bohemian Grove. And I've been going for, 20 years or so. That's in my film, the book, the screenshots of it. You try to find that book, it's like $1,000 to even get it. It's somewhere around the office here. But and you can say, oh, well, they're just doing a mock human sacrifice. They're not serious. I was there. And the old men that were watching it were just, oh, here, cut to me. I'll show what they look like. Almost all of them are like, it goes on for like an hour. And a few times like, wow, this is interesting. This is a very important ritual. And this is important ritual. We're talking demon town here, okay? So it's time for people to grow up and admit this is real. And we now know Jeffrey Epstein was a high priest. Jeffrey Epstein, we have his blackboard with all the black magic incantations and calculations on it. We now know he had tunnels all under his houses in Paris, in New York, in Zorro Ranch, and his own emails about all the tunnel systems underneath little St. John's. So that's where we are. That's what's happening in the year 2026. And I'm going to go through the latest stuff. And by the time I even check again, there'll be 100 more horrible things people found. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. I mean, there are hundreds of emails going through the decades of him picking up women at bus stops that are 14, and then they have a baby and he buys it, or the woman's in a laboratory and wakes up and she has a cesarean and the baby's gone, or he's openly selling and buying babies. And again, and they've got all these deliveries, rich people begging, it's all blacked out. I got to have more. I got to get a delivery of the jerky, please. And it's like, we can only get you 6 ounces. And it's like, oh, that should do it. God, I need it so bad. Please get me the jerky. Well, we got more jerky deliveries that just came in. And then you got the really ultra rich billionaires bitching. I don't like cold jerky. I want it live. They're like, we got to come to the island to do that. We can't always put those events on in New York. We can't always butcher kids right there in the middle of the city. Come on. You want to get some blood on you and hear the screams yourself. You can, of course, drink the blood later with all the endorphins in it. But if you want to really be in the game, you got to come to the island or to Zorro. And that's the description stuff Gunnarsson ever put on air. But I had dinner with him probably 10 times, talked to him on the phone probably 300 times, had him on the show probably 50 to 100 times. And he would just describe that he says it's the women that are the worst. And it's just like you see in Dracula, where he, in the remake with Keanu Reeves, where Dracula likes the women, the aristocratic women, but the women drink the blood of babies. And then so they kidnap kids and bring them babies, and the women all just come in on it. And that's a black mass or a black Sabbath. And those women just, Bobby, they just start biting into those kids and just ripping their guts out. And they just eat all their blood. Anyway, Steve Jobs' widow, she owns the Atlantic, and she's went to the island reportedly hundreds of times. She really loves it. Yeah, they're nice people. And so the Atlantic says none of this exists. There is no child trafficking, period, on the planet. Nice people, huh? And then, of course, they've planned the pandemics and how to release viruses and take control of us with those. With the total global control grid. We aired that report by John Bowne last night. And then they had a shadow 9/11 commissions where they could help cover it up, because this is a shadow government in corporations, universities, governments around the world. And then Epstein is one of the main liaisons for the CIA. And I'm not giving the Mossad an out. He's 100% Mossad. But at the 5i level, MI6, Mossad, and the CIA are all interconnected. But Lex Wexner, the big money, the airline he ran, we now know it, starting for Bush, that brought in the Somalis and trafficked the kids, George Herbert Bush, was Bill Barr. And then Bill Barr's dad was the famous OSS CIA that ran the girls' school that wrote the book about kidnapping little girls and torturing them and raping them in the 80s. So, I mean, you kind of get what I'm saying here, right? So that's what this is, and that's what's going on. And I got to tell you, if Ted Gunnarsson was alive today, I know he's looking down from the third heaven, but boy, I bet he's pleased, because it's finally safe to talk about this. I mean, I've always talked about it and let caution, to the wind. But now there's no putting the genie back in the old bottle. Okay. No putting the genie back in the bottle. The globalists are screwed. None of their tricks, flooding the zone with fake AI of abuse to confuse people, that's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. And Epstein's going to now be 50 times bigger. And it was already, so it's game over for the globalists. It was already game over. They got a lot of tricks and a lot of crap they're pulling. But I will go through these documents, just the latest horrors. And I'm sorry to have to I mean, even some of the crew yesterday was like really depressed after the show, but also happy it's coming out. And they're just like, because they're all there looking at it too. They're on the government website. You know, this is real stuff. I mean, you're like, these people really do this. He's got, you know, top biologists giving him tips on how to rape babies better. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But when they have a, you know, world fair and spend the equivalent of, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to show you human sacrifice in Moloch and how great it is, and when, you know, Fritz Lang puts out Metropolis and they enslave all these humans and take their essence and feed them to Moloch and then feed that essence through a computer and through electricity like Frankenstein into a new being that's a kind of unisex creature, android, male and female, under a giant pentagram. So they're just showing you over and over and over again, this is what we do, this is who we are, this is what's happening. Okay? Over and over and over again. So everybody knows there's Christian churches and, you know, everybody knows there's Buddhist temples. Well, when you look around at Hollywood and the halftime show and all the satanic stuff they do there, that's their church. And they're telling you, you're on the menu. You got that? So I never exaggerated. I never lied to you. I know it all sounded insane. I showed you so much proof. And because I was the most prominent person exposing this the most successfully, and because I was the most successful exposing 9/11, and because of all of that, I have been demonized and attacked and everything else. And they knew they killed me and turned me into a martyr. So instead, they tried to kill who I was and created elaborate lies and said I was a bully of people, you know, that had dead kids and just all this made up crap. But they failed in stealing my identity because the truth needed to get out. And so that's a testament to God and the strength of the truth long term. But I want to go to this John Bound report dealing with the shadow 9/11 commission they had. See, not just running the COVID attack and setting it up, but also with Bill Gates, but also the 9/11. See, it's just you find out he's trying to topple governments, trying to overthrow Russia. And then they spin it and say, oh, no, he's a Russian agent when all the documents are he's trying to overthrow Putin. So this is amazing, but I'll get into all the devil worship and new human trafficking stuff and all the draining the children of the blood, the jerky, the cannibalism, because they do it all. They're draining blood, but they're eating them live. I mean, it's quite the menu. This is just unbelievable, and God bless their little souls, and they're begging for Jesus, and they're laughing at them. I mean, you'll see it all. Jesus ain't going to help you, little girl. Woo! Man, there's a hot place in hell for them. All right, let's go to John Bound's report.
A single email unearthed from the sprawling Jeffrey Epstein document dumps has sent shockwaves through anyone paying attention. In 2003, investigative journalist Edward J. Epstein, no relation to Jeffrey, but a longtime chronicler of espionage, cover-ups, and institutional deceit, Edward Epstein reached out directly to Ghislaine Maxwell with the casual yet loaded invitation, any interest in joining a proposed shadow commission on 9/11? This wasn't some random outreach. The former Harvard professor was floating the idea of an alternative inquiry into the attacks, one presumably free from the constraints and compromises that plagued the official 9/11 commission.
What diminishes the idea of a conspiracy in my mind is not that one can't think of a good reason why one couldn't put a conspiracy together, but it's the passage of time. One has to take that into their reckoning as we covered, you know, decade after decade.
Maxwell's inclusion on the invite list speaks volumes about the overlapping circles of power, influence, and potential blackmail that Epstein's operation allegedly cultivated. Why would a man known for dissecting government whitewashes think the partner of Jeffrey Epstein belonged on such a panel? The official 9/11 Commission report released in 2004, has long been accused of being a carefully curated exercise in selective truth rather than unvarnished accountability. Glaring omissions like the collapse of the World Trade Center Building 7, ignored Saudi connections to the hijackers, eyewitness accounts of bombs by Barry Jennings in World Trade Center 7.
Now, Barry Jennings, you're on the 8th floor, you work for the city housing department. Explain to me the moment of impact.
Well, me and Mr. Hess, the corporation counsel, were on the 23rd floor. I told him we got to get out of here. We started walking down the stairs. We made it to the 8th floor. Big explosion. Blew us back into the 8th floor. And I turned to Hesh, I said, this is it, we're dead, we're not going to make it out of here.
Entering Building 7 together before the strike on the South Tower at 9:03 a.m., Jennings and Hess were surprised to discover that the office had been abandoned. Receiving a phone call from his superior, Jennings was warned to leave the building immediately. Descending via the stairwell, Jennings and Hess reached the 6th floor before an explosion blew them back up to the 8th floor, trapping them inside the building. After 7 years of investigation, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, determined that the building had not come down due to explosives or controlled demolition, as many alleged, or due to structural damage from the collapse of the Twin Towers, an explosion in the building's fuel oil systems, or any of the other suggestions that had been put forward and retracted by NIST over the course of its investigation. Instead, NIST spokesman Shyam Sunder insisted that the building had collapsed due to ordinary office fires.
For the first time, we have shown that fire can induce a progressive collapse.
The commission's own co-chairman, Lee H. Hamilton, later admitted significant limitations, including restricted access to classified materials and pressure to produce a unified narrative that avoided rocking too many boats in Washington, D.C.
If it's an act of war and it's hiding things, which everyone on your commission knew that the Pentagon was changing their stories, lying to you, and it's a cover-up of an act of war, and under Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution, it's treason. So unless we get to the very bottom of it, then we're still talking treasonous exposition.
This is a longer conversation. I'm not sure you have this one. Do you ever get to the bottom of it?
We have to, or we can't save our country, sir.
I don't think, well, if that's the condition upon which we're going to be saving our country, because the problem is it's a 30-year-old conspiracy.
The report's focus on systematic issues conveniently sidestepped naming names like Larry Silverstein.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
And the rapid removal of debris before thorough forensic analysis could take place.
I'm also told that military heavy equipment will be brought in, bulldozers, cranes, things of that nature, to go in there as soon as they possibly can.
What ties these threads together is the persistent whisper that 9/11's full story remains buried beneath layers of classified documents, redacted files, and an elite code of silence. Why would the Epstein-Maxwell orbit be included? And if there truly was such a secret commission, what compromising material was leveraged by insiders to shape public narratives around the attacks or their aftermath? Edward J. Epstein's 2003 email to Maxwell isn't just a footnote, it's a breadcrumb in a larger maze, suggesting that even alternative inquiries were being quietly seeded within compromised circles. John Baum reporting for InfoWars.
Well, no, it's exactly. It was the CIA, Mossad, MI6 blackmail groups so they could profit off the primary attack. We'll be right back. All right, I'm going to be very clear about this. I've done an hour and a half of live broadcasts that have not plugged one time. You're not going to get economic, cultural, military, spiritual analysis like this anywhere else. It's not a power trip. I've been blessed by God with the best crew, the best guests, the best intel. But it's up to you to boost this information. All I ask is that you share the live feeds, you share the articles. We get shut down early next month, which is, I haven't made the announcement yet, but this is it. God keeps coming through with miracles, but it just looks like it. You'll see major movement soon. I'll just stop there. It's okay. But I'm asking all of you that have been on the fence, you share articles, videos, wonderful, keep doing it. I thank you, humbly. I'm not mad you never supported us financially, but the products are great. I'm asking everyone to do one thing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and one click, become a VIP for $30 a month. Now, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, everything gets a discount when you do that. It's just like Amazon Prime. But let's just say you don't want ultramethylene blue or Shilajit or Irish sea moss or bovine colostrum that's so incredible. Not a sexy name, but sexy results. Maybe you don't want to get any of the great Patriot t-shirts. Just be a VIP every month. A donation of $30 to our sponsor, Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Backup Network and the site. There's all sorts of behind-the-scenes attacking them. They're big boys, too. You know, Nate was pardoned by the president for trying to save a woman on J6. He did save her. But, I mean, these are patriots. Just go to the site, upper right-hand corner, VIP Club. Just commit. You can cancel any time, so it's not much of a commitment. But each month, you charge $30 on the first day of the month. Just be a VIP. Pledge to us $30 a month. You've got NPR and PBS getting billions of dollars a year from the feds and then begging constantly for your money. Dishevel communism and pedophilic garbage on you. We just sell you the very best supplements you've ever seen, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, badass knives, and we're swinging for the fences. I'm totally committed. I've given up 95% of my assets, which weren't ever that big. I could care less. Actually, I'm actually happier not having a few things to deal with. But the point is that we're now up against the wall. So I need you to simply become a VIP. And then you got a bad month, whatever the issue is, cancel. And then you get more money in a few months. You know, say you're like blue collar, whatever, hardworking person, totally respectable, the bedrock of this country, $30 a month, you get a little bit of problem, cancel. It's free. And then a few months later, things are going well again, become a VIP again. But for all you middle class people and all you wealthy people that aren't investing in the fight against the tyrants, you are crazy. All of you that have means should be a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com. It's just a $30 donation. If you don't want to spend the $40 you get to buy great products and just want to let it, you can be a member and just pile up $40 each month. And at the end of the year, what's 12 months? You know, you've spent X and then gotten way more in and then, you know, do all your Christmas shopping. I don't care how you do it. I'm just saying, become a VIP. One click. Hit one button. I'm an attack dog, folks. I'm born for this. I'm bred for this. I love this. I'm fearless, other than failure. I have no fear. All I'm saying is please become a VIP right now at thealexjonesstore.com. That's the simple commitment. VIP. 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 And that's the term they use for it. I would call it Paul Revere Fund. I would call it tip of the spear. There's nowhere you can support where you're getting bigger results against the enemy. Bang for the buck. It's just true. I'm not bragging. I'm very humble. I am your weapon. I am committed to you like a dog is to its owner. I mean, it's true. I am your servant. I am here to defend you and defend your family and defend your freedom because I'm defending mine as well, and we're all in this together. You understand? I am so committed to you at the very base of my soul. And I just simply want to see you awaken in the InfoWar. And there's nowhere better with one simple move than being a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right. Throughout history, every brutal system, government, empire, cult, tribe will have rites of passage for the different layers of their society to prove their fealty. And the most common was, from time to time, or sometimes all the time, mass human sacrifice of your children. And that meant the priest class also raping your children. Because if a population will put up with that as a litmus test, they'll put up with anything. Then you also have military classes throughout history who will be tested as they're more elite on how brutal they are, what insane orders will they follow, are they willing to kill men, women, and children. The SS, in their final year of training before they got accepted, would have to raise a German Shepherd puppy. And then they would have to kill it at 1 year of age with their bare hands, strangle it. And that's about following orders. That's just a little example. Most of you probably never thought about having to strangle a dog as an initiation. Well, that's on record. So there's all sorts of these initiations. You know, the MS-13 is you got to human sacrifice somebody. That's on record. They do it all the time. Just gets buried in the news. And initiations get crazier and crazier. 30 years ago, most of the big cartels didn't have Satanism involved. Now most of them do. And most of them do Satanism. And now they kill women and kids. None of those groups would kill women and kids until the 90s. That's why they spent 10 years riding Scarface with same guy that made JFK, Oliver Stone. And he did interviews about it. I watched the director cut where he talked about it. He went and met with cartel leaders, did all that to write it, and it was like the no women, no kids thing. It's kind of a composite of real people he met and stuff. Well, it's women and kids now, isn't it? So it's all about, will you kill women and children? Will you do anything we say? Will you give up your humanity? And then it's about, will you sterilize your son to be trendy, cut his penis off? Will you cut your daughter's breast off? Will you do insane things? Will you agree there's no X and Y chromosomes? Will you put men in women's prisons? Will you let Evergreen College 6-7 years ago say no whites allowed on the weekend? And that was incredible then. Now that's all over the country and all over the world. You see, it's all about how much insane crap can they get you to do. In 1984, which is a composite future projection by George Orwell, real name Eric Blair, came from a very high-level intellectual family, the highest levels of the intelligentsia scientific eugenics movement. They weren't so much wealthy, they had been previously, but they were in the elite thinkers. He was the head of OSS propaganda at the BBC in World War II. That's declassified. Eric Blair. And he was a top Thabian socialist, number two Thabian socialist, which is the elite of the elite globalist, okay? Proto-globalist then. And he wrote a bunch of essays explaining before he died, because he died about a year after 1984 came out. He said, no, this is what I think the world will be like if the Thabian socialists control things. They're basically Satanists. They're all about power. They're all about destroying the human mind. They're all about seeing what you can get people to do against God's programming. Well, I mean, here's Jeffrey Epstein with top biologist and behavioral psychologist on how to, okay, well, you starve babies so they give you better fellatio because they're sucking on your, you know, male member to try to get milk desperately. What you need to know is you need to have a recording of its mother talking to it. It'll suck more vigorously. And you're like, what? Only Satan could come up with that. And I'm going to show you that stuff. But the point is that that's what Satan's all about. Distorting things. You got a starving baby. They're going to rape it and kill it later and suck its blood out and sell it. But they're going to, you know, enjoy themselves now with the satanic thrill. And you can then record its mother and then make it think it's getting love even harder, fighting for its life in a big sick joke. That's Satan. That is Satan right there. Convincing you, parents, that turning, you know, at birth in New Jersey and Washington State and a bunch of other states, they have dozens and dozens of people on the state, 16, 20, 20, you know, oh, you're genderqueer, you're two-spirited, you're bisexual, you're trans. And first it's, oh, let the child decide and take their innocence away when they're not even of age to say something like that. First, like, let them be who they are and cut them out from the parents and brainwash them. Now it's just, oh, we decide at birth what you're going to be, even though it's all a lie. It's the most satanic, twisted evil hiding in plain view. Canada said last year, oh, the state will now decide whether to kill you or not. That's not even euthanasia. The doctors rebelled finally, and they went, okay, we'll bring it back in 2027, though they never got rid of it. Now, every day I see this woman beg for her life. She was healthy, but the state killed her because she'd become a ward of the state. That's what it is to live under communal systems. And that's what they would do with a lot of Native American tribes, Germanic tribes, African tribes, Mesoamerican tribes, Asian. It's all the same. When famine came, and that's when human sacrifice really cranked up, and every time they see that, they can study the archaeology, the tree rings. They study the ice core samples. They can know, oh, there was a big 10-year drought here. And we see the population go way down. And then we find all these mass pits of people that have been cut up and then eaten. So they would just ritualize cannibalism. So this is a custom that humans have had. You know, it's like a jet airplane crashes in the Andes with 200 people on board and they're stuck up there for, you know, 4 months, and when the rescuers finally find it and get there, they're like, yeah, we ate first the dead, and then we would just eat the people that were sick. And then we would all vote and on who we're going to kill next. And that's how it works, folks. And that's why they teach a game called Spaceship or Lifeboat since the 60s in public schools and in private schools, where they get you into a situational ethic thing where we're on a spaceship going to Mars. And on the mission, there was an explosion, and part of the oxygen supply and food supply that was in the spacecraft was damaged and destroyed. So now there's only enough food for half of us, enough oxygen. So we'll all die if we don't do this. They're teaching them end justifies the means. They can always give you a false end for your means. See, that's how that works. And then in almost every case, they're able to train children. They just do it in about fifth or sixth grade. The majority will end up saying, okay, well, who do we kill then? Who do we put out the airlock, or who do we throw overboard? And they'll say, well, we need scientists, and we need social workers, and we need, oh, well, what are you? Well, you know, we don't really need a librarian. You know, we don't really need a, well, yeah, because when we get to Mars, we've got to set things up, or when we get to the deserted island. I mean, well, so it teaches you who is essential. Where did we hear that? Here in the big tabletop brainwashing exercise for future carbon lockdowns, they told us. It's not even my guess. They admit it. I was able to predict they'd do it before they did it because they said what they would do before they did it. But now you see it's all a big drill. Bill Gates telling thousands of teachers, you know, 15 years ago, well, we could hire 10 more teachers or give you all raises, but we'd have to kill all the old people to do that. As if it's a set size pie. As if it's a zero-sum game, not expansionist. And once you introduce that idea, that is the super ancient system of humans not just preying on the local deer and rabbits and antelope and fish and hunter-gathering and learning to grow food, agrarian, but the biggest crop has always been ourselves. And we know men are designed, as in any male mammal species, to be the defenders, and we're designed to be, you know, expendable. And they take that idea and they twist it and they invert it and take it down to children. So no one else is explaining this, okay? This is the psychology, the sociology, the anthropology, the archaeology, the behavioral psychology, the biology, the future integrated biology. And now when you look at everything they're doing, you understand it's about making you weak, dumbing you down, isolating you so you can be phased out and gotten rid of, because the decision has been made not just to depopulate, but that humans are a bad species to begin with and are a boot system to launch the new biological / synthetic silicon ubermenschen. And that's the official plan of the heads of Google and all of them. They've said it all publicly. Musk has argued with them and said he's against them. You can decide whether that's true or not. But this is the real debate. So you don't get into their clubs unless you successively prove yourself to be a dehumanizer, to prove yourself that they sell it like, oh, you're the elite. You're willing to make the hard decisions. You're a superior person in whatever permutation it is. The Fabian socialists or the Nazis or the communists or the transgender movement or all of it. Or we're the feminists. We got to do this for the women. It's about destroying the women, which is the main engine and the center of the mammalian operation. So all of it's targeting who we are. And of course, it's not to empower us. It's admitted in their more esoteric documents and more secret documents, but also in a lot of public ones now. They're so arrogant that no, humans are scum. We're just to teach the AI. And there's a competition in their system through, well, it would be a biological future ascendance or a silicon or a cyborg merger. Tends to be the consensus is what it's going to be. And then, of course, I've explained to these people for a long time, and they already know it. you guys are just going to keep killing each other. If they tell their acolytes, oh, you're top of your class, you're smart, there's too many people, they're too dumb, they're breeding idiocracy, which is true at a level, but they grease the skids for it. And they're the smartest, actually, for being poisoned and destroyed. But they tell the lower levels of the cult, we're just going to reduce 90%. And you get into their more restricted documents, well, reduce down to 1%. Well, actually, we're getting rid of all the humans. See, oh, get rid of these people, you'll get more resources. And then get rid of these people, you'll get more resources. Get rid of these people, you'll get more resources. They're cutting us out from each other. They're dividing and conquering us. And what does the Bible say? There's an ancient entity that once served our Creator, who knows we have a great destiny, made in the image of God, able to build and envision anything we want at scale with enough time, and it's exponential towards our singularity, merging finally with God. We're not God. We're not becoming God. Rising up to a level to be able to interface with God, but still have free will. And so notice, they're telling you, oh, no, no, we're all just bypassing all of that. We don't believe in God. We're going to become gods. But then you look at them, they're the most depressed, unhappy, destructive, degenerate, confused, scared people there are. I know a lot of people, I know a lot of people that know a lot of people, and they say, Larry Fink, all of these globalists, the King of England, all of them are the most, they're full of nightmares, pain, they're scared. All of them, Lady Gaga gets attacked by demons every night. She's obviously involved in a lot of this stuff. They're all just miserable nobodies who don't even have any real strength, any real power. They go out and hurt children. They go out and rob people. They go out and run financial scams. They go out and lie, because that's what a god does. A god's willing to assert its power. It's social Darwinism. And really, they're just destroying themselves. They've been tricked to believe they've joined some plan to ascend, but like Faust, they find out it's the ultimate trap. They've given up, that they already had the golden ticket, made the image of God, able to envision and build anything that we want, but it's got to be within God's parameters because he's perfect. You see, you either go with God's plan because it's perfect, and it's so complex and beautiful and so many angles and so much freedom within it, it's limitless. But they go, no, I must go against this. Well, you can be outside God's plan. There's God, and then there's your plan. There's Satan's plan. And it has to go in contravention to God. Satan is a purist, because that's the laws of the inner dimensions. That's the laws of mathematics. That's the laws of free will. That's the laws of the space-time continuum. That if you start following, if the devil said, well, I'll be 80% evil and twisted, and I'll be, but I'll take some good, because that works. Doesn't work like that. You either get more evil or you get more good. It's a resonance. You cannot be both. The Illuminati teaches, oh, it's a balance, and you know we've got the good side and the dark side, and it's a dialectic of that. But it's never that. It's like a black hole. You sink to the very bottom of it. You either ascend to God, and the more you do it, the faster you're there. Or you fall into a black hole. And then you're with nothing but free will entities that are eternal energy with all the evil of every creation there's ever been. And let me tell you, I've had the crystal visions, and God was like, you don't want to look over there, but if you want to, go ahead. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And the watchers go, time for you to go back now. And I'm just like, can I just please stay? Well, think about that. No time, total completeness. You feel it right now. You'll never feel this feeling when you're in the third dimension. But you've already been in this dimension before. You came out of this. You'll come back. You chose this. If you were here longer, you'd already know that. Go. But it doesn't mean I can't still dial into all the satanic channels, and it's horrible. It's just blasting. And if you're not aware of that and don't try to tune to the Holy Spirit of the God's channel, then people, young people, others, they don't know. And they kind of tune over the satanic channel, they feel some power, they feel some rage, it feels like this might be the way to go, but it's a lie, guys. So I know I'm pontificating and getting into the more theoretical here, but you know, it's interesting. At the very start of the show, I talked about The Atlantic, run by Jeffrey Goldberg, the CIA / Mossad operative, with all the evidence there is. And haven't heard from those guys in like 14, 15 years, trying to call me. During the last break, they're calling up. Because, you know, I said I was going to get into Steve Jobs' widow. And how they're whitewashing all this. And within 15 minutes, the phone goes ring, 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 ring. So I want to say hi to all the folks. Ring, 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 ring. You guys aren't feeling too powerful right now? See, I don't want a big private jet airplane, and I don't want to hang around with the elites, and I don't want to get paid off by you guys. Lord knows people up the food chain from you have tried. I like how it feels stopping you at a spiritual level. See, that, see, you guys get thrills out of dominating and ruining some innocent person and torturing and having them in horror and the power. Yeah, you got real power, real will. Well, I don't even like the idea of you being put to Supermax prison, because even your biology I feel sorry for. I just like the idea of getting you off of our backs. And I like the feeling of when I'm in the right direction. It's like a honing system. It's food. So you guys dominating and controlling, it makes you feel powerful. It doesn't make me feel powerful. It makes you feel complete. Like I've just swam 6 miles in big waves. I'm exhausted. And I finally get to the beach and I lay in the warm sand and it feels so good. See, that's the embrace of God. And when I fight you, the Holy Spirit's stronger. And it connects me and binds me to God's creation, the universe. And I can feel the space-time flow. I'm in it. Flows. You're like, oh, that's Star Wars. No, that's giving you an archetype. Because, see, the Jedi, and it's still New Age and occulty, I'm not endorsing it, but they're like, they know it's true, so they sold it like that, everybody understands it. Like, the force, the light side is, you're with the earth, God's creation, it binds you, you're connected to it. The ocean, the rock, the tree, the bird, the moon, it's all timeless. You look at the moon, all your ancestors looked at it too. It's just a great communion, and you, then you understand you're transcendental, you're transcendent. Instead, what is the dark side? Take control. Don't ever die. Use your will. Bend the universe to your will. Go against God's order. Make it about you. Well, you don't think I know how to do that? Ha! Believe me, you guys are lucky I don't serve the devil, because that'd be real bad news. Because at the end of the day, it's the mid-level demons and stuff that just want to rape kids and murder and deface God's creation. The real bad guys of the hierarchy want to dominate and destroy humanity, period, and kill all these satanic minions. But see, the little babies in the satanic hierarchy don't even understand that. They don't even understand what they're really dealing with. A signal, a spiritual signal that's designed to kill us. So every bit of it is just kill that planet, kill that planet, kill that planet before it goes launch. Because once we go interstellar, once we go launch, once we go intergalactic, once we go interdimensional, then the real game starts. And yeah, you can go to the third heaven and be at total peace forever and research anything you want in time, immemorial, and into the future. Or you can jack into all the free will battles at different levels of the different multiverses that are unlimited, and it is the greatest adventure ever. And of course, God did that. You're God, you're eternal, you're all powerful. You do it. And of course, I'm going to create a whole bunch of new creatures that have free will, but it's going to get messy. And that's what the Satanists always challenge back. They say, your God's a Satanist. I mean, yeah, okay, God did all this and let all this happen. No, God gave you free will and you did what you did. And I say this again. When you have a child, you're actually killing your child. But you're not, because it's eternal. That genetic matrix is just a encoding point for that soul and that will and that energy matrix based on the genetics what it draws into it. And it's not just one soul. You are your one soul, but there's the entire ancestral land and ancestral connection to this group and to all the other connections to that energy field. Oh, incredible. Your family is so big, ladies and gentlemen. My family's so big, so ancient, so massive, so unstoppable. And the enemy knows that. So God will show you this, not the fake church, not the system, but getting right with God and the Holy Spirit. And all these people you think are powerful because they have temporal control over this tinker toy stuff, they're the ones that cheated and went against God. They did what was easy. It's hard to wake up in the third dimension and take on these evil people that have already amassed the power to try to convince you you're weak and convince you to bow to them. But the whole thing's an exercise about transcending them through God. So they're the losers. They're the eternal losers. And you got Epstein with this little girl he's just raped. And she says, Jesus is going to save me. Jesus is here. And he goes, whoops, next email, I got some jerky. She said, Jesus is going to save me. Jesus is right here. I love Jesus. And he's like, whoops. Whoops. You think Jesus is going to save your life? Whoops. We got more jerky, boys. Jesus saved her soul. She said, Jesus is here with me. Jesus is getting ready to kill her. Jesus is about to save me. He did save her. Just like the thief on the cross, you idiot. You think you killed that body? You think you killed a soul? You don't even know there's a soul. You're not even sure about it, are you? Because the devil's lying in your ear all day long. That's why over in Israel, they obsess so much over getting those bodies. Because some of them don't even think there's a soul. They're not sure about it. It goes on and on. I haven't even hit these things yet. You guys can tell me, is John Harmon here? Wonderful. Thank you. I'm not going to even plug. There's a big sale right now, 50% off on the methylene blue and a bunch of stuff. If you don't want to support us, whatever. Products are incredible. You're missing out. I mean, at this point, I don't know. It's whatever. I'm going to come back. I mean, if you're not getting delivered the truth here, and if you don't see the devil running around 24/7, the chicken like a chicken with his head cut off trying to get us off the air, then whatever. But, I mean, it's up to you to at least take this interview, take this information, take this and get this out. Because this is coffin nails the enemy. So please, share the live feed right now.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease. And you, what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy, he's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue. And that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well.
And yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans, and we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule that should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS, Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. Mmm. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm 8 to 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food, stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.